Boyhood had its premiere in Finland yesterday. When was the first time you saw the movie?
I saw it just before Sundance, so in January.
This year's January?
Yeah, January this year.
Okay. What was it like to see the whole film?
Very surreal. I hadn't seen any of the footage throughout, so it was quite a surprise and very emotional. You know, so it's a lot to take in at once. You know, I think everybody wonders, you know, how you change from day to day, much less, you know, over a period of years. And it's very, I don't know, tender to see it laid out like that. You know, I mean, and I think it is for everyone, but maybe a little bit more so for me.
How does seeing yourself grow up in a movie differ from watching home videos from your childhood?
I don't have many home videos, actually, so it's difficult to say, but that's the strange thing, is that there's a quality to the film that is sort of like a home video or a home movie or a baby book or something, but it's also this completely fictionalized story that we, you know, built over all this time. So it's a mixture of a, you know, sort of a documentary and an art project, I guess.
Yes, in fact, the people who I went to see the movie, they thought that it was a document, some of them.
Yeah, so that's
and after
a
5 minutes,
people...
this is a movie? 12 years? Really?
Believe it or not, I've actually met people who watched the whole movie and still thought it was a documentary.
So that's kind of rough, because Mason had a rough childhood.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, he did.
You filmed Boyhood during the summers from 2002 to 2013. How weird was it this summer when you didn't shoot the movie anymore?
Very weird. This month is when we would have been shooting. It's kind of sad to not, you know, to realize that we're done. I mean, it's been a long, you know, process of getting used to that, but it's definitely, you know, it's a little weird to not be shooting this year.
Yeah, you have been together with the director and close actors, Patricia, Ethan, about 12 years.
Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with them?
It's very intimate, you know, and very unique. It's not, you know, people asked me if they're like parents, and you know, they're not. It's not that kind of relationship, but it's a very close relationship, and it's really unlike anyone else I know, you know, because we shared a very, you know, this experience that, you know, very few people have. So
have you already planned that you are going to have some get together parties next summer?
Not exactly, but I hope so. I think we'll all want to.
What's coming into the future? Are you going to continue acting?
I definitely want to. Yeah. There's nothing, you know, specific that I'm doing yet, but I'm looking and I'm talking to people, and I definitely wanna work on something else.
So if there would be a director behind that door asking you to join a movie project that is going to last the next 12 years, what would you say?
Then there's 12. Well, that depends entirely on who the director is. If it's Richard, then yes. But that could also, you know, if you sign up for 12 years with the wrong person, that could be a very bad decision. So, you know, it depends. But I think it's a really cool way to tell a story, and it's a really great way to work on something, you know, to have all of that time to create a story and look back on it and come up with new ideas. You know, I think that having that much time is really valuable when, you know, creating a story. So I definitely would like to, you know, work on more long-term projects like this.
So Mason's college years, part two.
We'll see. The 20s, manhood.